Picture a dusty marketplace 4,000 years ago, where ordinary craftsmen understood money better than most modern MBA graduates. This isn't fantasy. It's ancient Babylon, history's wealthiest city, where financial principles so fundamental emerged that Warren Buffett still keeps them on his nightstand. What makes these ancient lessons so powerful that they've survived empires, economic collapses, and technological revolutions? The answer lies not in complexity, but in profound simplicity, truths about human nature and money that remain unchanged whether you're counting copper coins or cryptocurrency. Bansir sat beside his half-finished chariot, skilled hands idle, purse empty. When his musician friend Kobe found him, both men faced an uncomfortable truth. They'd mastered their crafts, yet remained broke, while their childhood friend Arkad rode past in golden chariots. Why should we toil year after year with empty purses? Bansir wondered aloud. The answer cut deep. They'd become masters of earning, but never students of keeping. This mirrors today's paradox. The surgeon earning $500,000 who spends $510,000 versus the teacher making $60,000 who invests $12,000. Despite the income gap, the teacher builds wealth while the surgeon drowns in debt. True wealth isn't a fat purse quickly emptied, but a stream that continuously refills. When the friends approached Arkad, his response was deceptively simple. I found the road to wealth when I decided that a part of all I earned was mine to keep. This principle, paying yourself first, became the foundation of personal wealth. Arkad illustrated this with a puzzle. If you place 10 eggs in a basket each morning and remove only 9, what happens? The obvious answer revealed an uncomfortable truth about why our purses remain empty. His 7 cures remain the foundation of personal finance. Save 1/10 of all earnings. Control expenditures because necessary expenses expand to match income unless challenged. Make your gold multiply through wise investment. Guard treasures from loss. Arkad learned this by trusting a brickmaker who bought fake jewels. Make your dwelling a profitable investment. Ensure future income for when age diminishes earning capacity. Continuously increase your ability to earn through wisdom and skill. These aren't mere suggestions. They're the DNA of financial independence. What worked in ancient Babylon works equally well today. Some men attribute success to being lucky, Arkad observed, but I've never depended upon blind luck. He distinguished between gambling, where odds favor the house, and legitimate enterprise, where preparation meets opportunity. When asked to name successful men who began fortunes through gambling, none could answer. An elderly merchant shared how he ignored his father's advice about a promising irrigation project, choosing luxurious robes instead. The project proved extraordinarily profitable, not through luck, but through foresight he ignored. What appears as luck often follows preparation and decisive action. Those who recognized Amazon's potential or Bitcoin's promise weren't lucky. They were prepared and bold. The group concluded that procrastination is success's greatest enemy. The goddess of good fortune rewards those ready to receive her. When Arkad's son Nomasir came of age, his father refused to simply hand over inheritance. Instead, he gave his son gold and a clay tablet inscribed with 5 laws, then sent him into the world to prove his worth. Arkad's laws for Nomasir. Save at least 1/10 of earnings. Find profitable employment for your gold. Invest under wise counsel. Avoid unfamiliar businesses. Reject impossible returns and tricksters. Nomasir violated the 4th and 5th laws, losing everything through unfamiliar investments. As a camel tender, he saved 1/10 of meager earnings and sought advice from experienced moneylenders. His disciplined approach eventually restored his fortunes many times over. The 5 laws, he concluded, are more valuable than the gold itself. These laws remain equally valid today. The first underlies retirement planning, the third acknowledges the value of financial advisors, and the 5th warns against investment scams and market bubbles. They work because they address fundamental human tendencies, our impulse to spend everything, our attraction to get-rich-quick schemes, and our overconfidence in unfamiliar territories. When Assyrian invaders besieged Babylon, old Banzar assured frightened citizens, "The walls of Babylon will protect you." After 4 weeks, the attackers retreated. The impenetrable walls had saved the city. This ancient tale reveals a timeless truth: build defenses before crises strike. Modern financial walls include emergency savings, covering 3 to 6 months of expenses, protecting against job loss or unexpected repairs. Insurance, health, property, life, and disability prevents single events from destroying accumulated wealth. Diversification spreads investments across asset classes, ensuring no single downturn wipes out your portfolio. Managing debt strengthens these walls, as excessive debt creates vulnerability to economic shocks. Continuous skill development provides ultimate protection. The ability to generate income through valuable skills may be your most important asset. Building these walls requires sacrifice when everything seems secure, precisely when such efforts feel unnecessary. Yet history shows economic storms, like Assyrian armies, inevitably arrive. When they do, only those with sturdy financial walls remain standing. Starving and dodging creditors in Babylon's marketplace, Tarkad encountered Dabasir the camel trader, to whom he owed money. When confronted, Tarkad offered only excuses. Dabasir shared his own transformation from debtor to respected merchant. As a young saddle maker, he'd spent beyond his means and fled his creditors, only to be captured and enslaved. His master's wife posed a life-changing question: if a man has the soul of a slave, will he not become one regardless of birth? After escaping through the desert, Dabasir realized his debts were enemies to conquer, not flee from. Returning to Babylon, he implemented a disciplined plan: save 1/10 of earnings, live on 7/10, and use 2/10 to systematically repay creditors. Within 12 months, every debt was cleared. His approach offers a timeless roadmap: confront reality, develop a systematic repayment plan, balance present needs with past obligations, and persist despite setbacks. Babylon's ancient principles have guided countless individuals to financial success across millennia because they align with fundamental human psychology and economic realities. Their power lies in profound simplicity. They work regardless of economic conditions, political systems, or technological changes. Arkad's advice on controlling expenditures speaks directly to today's lifestyle inflation. The camel trader's systematic debt repayment provides a blueprint for managing modern obligations. Mathon's warning against unfamiliar ventures applies perfectly to speculative investments. These teachings reveal that financial struggles often stem not from lack of income, but from lack of financial education. The Babylonian approach emphasizes that wealth building is accessible to everyone. Arkad began as a humble scribe, Dabasir as a saddle maker, and Nomasir rebuilt his fortune as a camel tender. None relied on inheritance or extraordinary talent, just disciplined application of fundamental principles. By mastering these ancient principles, we gain not just money, but something far more valuable: control over our financial destinies and the freedom to live life on our own terms. The question isn't whether these principles work. History has proven they do. The question is whether you'll apply them starting today.